HXS, listen.
To HXS and 4MMW.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Quick call. One of the ex-firemen, his fan was running all the time. So I tore into it, got checking all the voltages, and my meter said the thermostat was telling it to run. So put it all back together, went over to the thermostat, and it was in the on position.
Oh my God. Okay.
Of course, he's blaming it on his wife. I'm glad she wasn't there.
If it wasn't there, she'd be blaming him. That's funny. Oh, boy.
Up there, I programmed my house address back in my GPS, and Lord have mercy, it brought me everywhere, and I ended up over here 14 and 85, headed back to the house now.
Oh, heck, down there, yeah. I'm in downtown Greer. I just dropped off. It was paint night down here at the model store in town here, down on Trade Street. So I'm heading back to the house till he calls me later.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't intend on having this far to go out of the way. It's crazy GPS. It goes nuts sometimes. I think I missed a road back there close to his house, and it carried me around the world since I missed the road.
That's funny. They never checked the fan switch?
Good looking at it. Oh, yeah, it was funny.
That's a heck of a ride for a fan switch.
Good grief, probably 20 miles from my house.
Yikes. Yeah, that's a little bit of a ride. Did he pay you something to go out, or what?
A little bit.
Oh, that's good. It wasn't a wasted trip, then.
Paid for the gas.
The control board in tomorrow on that old, I forget what the heck the system is, but Dave Wynn got me the control board. I've already got that, then I gotta go put that gas valve in tomorrow. And then I'm done. I don't wanna do nothing else on Monday.
Don't say that. Your phone will be ringing off the hook. Of course, we're not having any cold or hot days, so everybody's kinda sitting neutral.
And I'm doing install, you know, we're not gonna sweat our brains out or freeze our brains out. That would be perfect. But are the phones gonna ring? No.
Now, if it's going to be warm, it's going to be rain.
Well, Dave, I tell you what, I was happy to see the sun this morning. Phew! And 3 or 4 days of rain, boy, I tell you, getting kind of depressing.
Two coats on. Two light coats. And I ended up later on by lunchtime coming out of.
This morning to bring the trash up to the street, and I'm like, why do we even have a jacket on? Oh, it was like 50-something degrees this morning. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I started working on my deck a little bit. Right before I came down here, and that's my phone was ringing off the hook.
That, the system for that lady, I'm going back Monday to finish it up. It's, almost got it. Almost got it. Got to put a relay in, throw the coil in. I'm done.
Thinking about it, I got that other frequency programmed in my radio networks.
Hey, you want to give it a try?
Yeah, let's go over there and see. N4MMW Mobile.
KP2HXS, QSY.
2HXS, N4MMW on the 6-1. HXS, N4MMW.
MMW, KB2HXS.
Yeah, go ahead. Evidently, I didn't have the correct tone, so I'll try again.
All right, now, or are you parked, or what?
Driving. I'll let you know when I get it programmed.
Okay, no problem. I gave you a couple of shouts, and I didn't hear you, so I came back to here.
to come back to you. You just wouldn't say nothing to me. I wouldn't get through. I wouldn't even bring in the repeater up.
For the life of me, I can't remember the tone. That's a nice system. If you go online and look at all the repeaters, there are codes attached to the repeaters, you know, number codes. And depending on what repeater you're on, you hit a certain keystroke on your touchpad and your touch, you know, on your DTMF pad, and you can bring up whatever repeater that number corresponds to. If you want to, you know, make a schedule with somebody to talk to somebody at the coast or something, it'll route you to that repeater.
Yeah, that's pretty neat how it works. It's real good.
Yeah, it's a really nice system. I like it.
You come to here to talk to me at Myrtle Beach, didn't you?
I was on that one, yeah. I was on that 090. That was a nice machine.
All right, man. I'm just about to the house, so I'll pick up my wife and go get a bite to eat, and then I'll be back home. You take care. Talk to you later. It's Zen 4 MFW Mobile.
All right, Jim. Yeah, I'm almost home myself. We had the... my granddaughter was over, so it was her birthday. It's her birthday today, and we had a little pizza thing this afternoon, so I'll be home until, like I said, until Jesse calls me to go get him, so I don't even know what the heck time it is.
48.
Yeah, I'll be home for at least another hour and a half or 2 hours until he calls me. All right, Jimmy, have a good evening, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And for MMWKB28XS.
3JCA. KA3
Mobile. N4ZLK, KA3JCA.
Richard, I hope you and Sally are well. I heard you in there earlier. I was busy doing stuff, but wanted to say hello and see how you were today.
Been doing pretty good. I've been playing with my... I got my Ham Shack hotline all set up and been helping a couple other friends provision theirs. So it's a neat little thing. It's called the Ham Operator's Bat Phone.
With that, I haven't heard you talking about it. What does it do? Or...
It is a VoIP telephone, some of the older ones, that are provisioned to use a 10-digit calling number for ham radios to, like, pick up a phone and just put in an extension. And basically it's, I can pick it up, and if you had a Ham Shack hotline, I could punch in your number and it'll ring right, you ring this phone right in your Ham Shack.
Actually, I do remember hearing you saying something about that the other day. That's cool. Is it rad, you know, for emergencies?
Yeah, it's a neat little thing. You can talk to hams over the phone line. You can look up their calls and stuff on the internet. And if they have the extension, you can dial it in and call them and talk to them. Or you can use the phone to, like, set up schedules to meet on HF or EchoLink and stuff like that. So it's just another form of communication we were having fun with today. N4JBM and I were playing with it today and figuring out how to do the conference calls, and we successfully added up to 4 lines on a conference call today.
I guess you have to be close to your own Wi-Fi. You couldn't take it somewhere else and do it, or am I thinking wrong?
Well, if you have a power supply for your phone and your phone is wireless, then yes, you can hook it up wirelessly and use the internet that way. I don't have the power supply for mine, so I have my switch is a PoE switch, so it gets the power from the switch. But as long as you have an Ethernet cable plugged into it, it will provision the phone based on your registration when you registered your MAC address for the phone for the account. It doesn't cost anything monthly. You just have to get your initial outlay. It's just the equipment. And you can find them anywhere from $10 to a couple of $100.
It's a regular phone. Does it look like a phone, or is it a specially made one?
They refer to the phones as endpoints, but I know they support Cisco. There's about 10 models in Cisco they support. There's like Fanville and a couple others. But as long as the phone is capable of VoIP, like a business phone or hospitals use a lot of the Cisco phones in the hospital that have multiple lines and so forth and extensions, those phones have already been, somebody's taken the time to troubleshoot them, and basically they've got servers set up, so it's basically you're using a server for Ham Shack Hotline, and it's all strictly amateur radio related. Excuse me, you have to have a call sign and so forth. KA3JCA within 4, is that okay?
I think just another form of communication, and that's pretty cool. And I guess none of that goes over the air. That's all over internet then, right? There's no radio propagation on that?
Correct. It's all strictly all over the internet.
But the companies that do the internet phone lines, I mean, they've done away with the landlines. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to do away with the internet phone lines, because home phones, because nobody... I mean, we had one for a while, but we never used it and ended up just canceling it. I wanted a landline just for emergencies when we first moved out where we are, because we didn't have good cell service. That's kind of gotten better. But they were going to charge me so much to hook it up, and they said they were going to do away with it anyway within the next probably 5 years, so we never did that.
Yeah, I initially had that service with Spectrum when I had it, where you had the VoIP phone system connected to the house, but if you lost power, then you lost not only the power to power the phone, but you all, even though it was cordless, but if you lost the power, your router and stuff went down, and you'd lose the internet, so the phone wouldn't work either way. And like I said, I wasn't going to contact a carrier to have a landline put in and pay a monthly charge to have a hard line put in here. So I just told my wife, I said, we'll just stay with the cell phones and pray for the best.
Any run, and, you know, AT&T has a fiber optic where we are in our neighborhood. I just think they're trying to do away with it. They don't even want to upkeep it anymore. So their goal or their way of keeping me from getting it was to say raise the price up on having an install or having that actual landline phone line. So I don't know why the cables are all there. I don't know why they say they're not going to be able to or why they're doing away with it. It seems like if it's already the system's already there, it wouldn't be that big of a deal just to keep it up and running.
But a lot of that stuff, too, I don't know where you live, if it's buried or on poles above ground, but like my entire neighborhood or my development, everything's underground, so it costs a lot for them to come out and dig stuff up, whereas if it was on a pole, it'd be easier to maintain.
Up on the poles all the way into some of the neighborhoods, and then it's buried, but, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they run their... DSL service over the same line, so it's on there anyway. I guess it's just other equipment to keep up and running.
I know what you mean. It's amazing. You know, I go back to the days when my very first cell phone, believe it or not, was several hundred dollars, and it was a lunch bag phone. It basically was a big kind of like box with a handset that mounted on top of it inside of a shoulder bag. It was a Panasonic, if I'm not mistaken. It was kind of neat, but it was expensive, and it was like one of the beginning cell phones that was actually, back then, 3 watts.
Had a bag phone for a while, back in the late 80s, and we had one early on after we got married. I had one for my wife to have in the car. It stayed in the trunk, but it would work, you know, and boy, it was expensive to use. But it was basically, you know, I don't... About the size of a lunchbox, like you said, but it was a fabric bag. You just unzip it and on the handset, but it was a full-size handset, just like the old phones.
Mine actually, it was the full-size handset that, even though the cord was attached to the handset and the thing, but the buttons and everything were so big and they were lit that when you pulled it out of the cradle, it would light up, and it looked like one of those universal remote controls with all the big buttons on it, and everything was lit up, so, you know, you could see the send, the end, all the individual number keys and everything else. So, but I stop and think about it. I don't even know whatever happened to that phone. I had it, and I moved several times, and I don't know if it just got misplaced in storage, or maybe I did sell it. I don't know.
Okay, yep, sounds just exactly like the one we had. Oh, well, the good old days, you know? There was something else I was going to say about, I don't know if it's about communications or not, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh, well, I lost it. You and Sally doing well? Is she done with work today?
Last couple of days with the end of the enrollment period, there were like 400 or 500 apps that they had to process yesterday and today because it was the end of the period, so everybody's waited last minute. So they'll probably have a few more tomorrow, even though the deadline ended today. They'll process, well, actually, I take that back. Today's the 8th. It ended the 7th, so they'll probably still have some stragglers come in that didn't get processed in time.
Do you talk with the customers on, or the clients on the phone, or is it just looking at applications and approving them, sending through, or whatever?
Second part, she doesn't talk to the customers at all. They basically submit everything. And then the way the health stuff is tied up with HIPAA and everything, basically they pull up data that's connected and can tell the client if the client owes money to another company or whatever, or if they didn't pick their primary care physician. Are they saying they live here, but they're technically really living here, even though it's like it could be a county line across the street, and some people will pull strings to try to pull the system, and they have to catch all that.
More power to her if she can do all that. That's good. That's a lot of detail to keep track of. My wife used to do medical transcriptioning, and she had to know all that HIPAA stuff, and she would download files. She did she'd have to set up, you know, a secure connection to her, whoever she was working for, and download files. And it started out, she would transcribe the whole thing. It would all come down as recordings. And then it slowly worked into voice recognition, and she'd have to just edit the files. And basically, she was working for a company that was training the system to learn the doctors. Once they got it all down, they could send it overseas and basically work herself out of a job. But that's the way a lot of this goes. So, and her pay just kept decreasing. Every time a new company would buy her old company out, their pay would decrease, and she'd have to spend more time at the computer with less pay and not as much freedom to move around. It just got old. So, anyway, N4ZLK.
K3JCA. Yep, she likes it. I mean, as soon as it ends here, I guess they're not going to keep all the employees. They're going to keep maybe like the top five producers and carry on until the next project comes up. But we'll wait and see what happens here. I guess we'll know here in a day or two, probably next week.
About that, yeah. Well, I wish her well. I don't know if she wants a break or if she wants to keep working. I hope she gets whatever she wants. So, anyway, I'm going to go, Richard. I'm pulling off the exit here, my first stop here. So just wanted to say hello. I haven't talked to you in a couple days. Wanted to see how you guys are doing. KA3JCA, N4ZLK. Hope you all have a good evening.
Sally said to say hi. She was on the phone with her mom and Ashley just now. So, but I'll tell her you said hi back. And you travel safe, sir. N4ZLK, KA3JCA clear.
N4HKX mobile.
I talk long. Just wanted to say hello. I haven't heard you all day. N4ZLK.
I've just been busy. It's been a crazy day.
Busy and made money, and not just busy and had a a busy day with no money.
Day, it's just, like I say, it's been a little hectic just today.
All right, home, be careful. Have a good trip up, and I'll let you go. Hopefully talk to you in a little while. N4ZL, KEX.
Can you be careful out there? KO4HKEX, mobile monitoring.